Hi, my name is Winston Wright, and this is a story about various religions and how they interact and affect people in high school. So in November of the year 2010, recently, we were having a discussion in my world history class about different religions and the different type of myths and stories that follow those religions. And we were talking about Hinduism, and I had mentioned on how one of the gods of Hinduism, Shiva, how he had, you know, had so many wives and so many things. And one of my peers, Pauline Garcia, who happened to be a Mormon, had commented, and, you know, the stereotype that's obviously involved and circulated around Mormons are polygamy, which is totally not true. And I just felt that, you know, I had to say something, not to be combative, but kind of just to comment back, and it kind of took a toll for the worst.
All right, so that day, we were talking about Hinduism, and I said, I have to say something too, because I know something, well, not something, but like a few things. And then we were talking about how there's a lot of, like, there's this guy who have a lot of wives. And then I told my class earlier that I'm a Mormon. And then, so, there's, like, side comments and stuff, like, oh, yeah, so, you have, like, a lot of, half-brothers and stuff, and your dad have a lot of wife. So, when we were talking about, like, people who have, like, this guy have a lot of wife, Winston had, like, a comment. At first, I didn't really, like, care, because I've always had that, comments when I always say that, I'm a Mormon. But then, I don't know, there's just that time where it really gets kind of annoying. So, I started to cry, because I don't know, it's just like I'm so mad that people always say that I started to cry.
So you must be like a really strict like person, like as far as religion goes, like you really do think that religion has like a lot of values, and you really do like think it's like really strong.
I would say kind of yes, but no. Sometimes when people say that, I kind of joke around like, yeah, I have like a lot of brothers and sisters. You're gonna be like one of them soon. I sometimes say something like that, but I don't know. There's just time where I'm not in the mood to like have a comeback, and it just draws like everything.
So like when you were little, did your parents like tell you, well, you know, we're Mormon and people are gonna make fun of you? They just let it like happen. Like, did you ever know, like, when you're little, when you get older, maybe people are gonna start saying stuff about it?
My parents didn't really talk about those. It's more mostly in at church where, oh, people's gonna say you're like this, you're like that, but it's really, we're not like that. It's just, that's just a different kind of religion that they think is Mormon.
And of course, that's just a brief summary of what happened on that day, but it really goes to show that, you know, religion plays a major role in people's lives. And, you know, I've never really practiced a true religion, so I never really understood the big deal, but Pauline taught me a very valuable lesson that day, so yes, and we thank herself for the time. Now I'm here with Ali Ahmed, Ethiopian American, or is it actually, are you Ethiopian or American also, or just?
I would consider myself both. I tried to incorporate both cultures into my life. It's a good thing.
That's very true. Alright, so, I know Well, I actually don't know. That's why I have you here. What religion do you practice? Because I've always, you know, pondered the question.
Oh, well, I practice Islam, specifically a Sunni Muslim.
Okay.
The basic principles of Islam would be, there are five basic principles. The first one being there is one God except but Allah, and that is our God, Allah. He has 99 names. He's considered omnipotent, and he has prophets. Prophets being biblical prophets, Quran prophets. Like, we believe in Jesus, we believe in Moses as prophets, as we do Muhammad. And the second one would be praying, as we pray five times a day. I try my best to fulfill that.
So you're talking about the basic principles and the omnipresent God and the prophets.
Yes. Yes, we believe in multiple prophets, thousands, over the course of the Earth's existence. The religion is very tied into peace, even if media and other things may not portray it that way. And a lot of sacrifice, like once a year, we have a month called Ramadan, in which we don't eat from sunup to sundown, eat, drink, put anything in our mouths, nose, or ears, or eyes. it's pretty challenging, but it's one of the things you get used to. And also, there is Hajj, which is once in your lifetime at least, you have to take a trip to Mecca in Saudi Arabia and also Medina, and you do a tawaf around the Kaaba, and you. They do a lot of cool things there. A lot, basically, all my family's been there except for me.
So the Kaaba, that's what they call it, right?
Yes.
And it's like a black stone with this on it.
There is a story behind it. It is that it's called the stone of al-Aswad, meaning black stone. And so the stone is said to have come from paradise. And that stone was white, but then everybody was touching it and it became black, and that is on the side of the Kaaba, as on display. You can touch it. Hard to get to because it's just always a lot of people. And there's also, the Kaaba is more of a symbolic center of the earth for us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty.
So, does anyone, when they find out that you practice Islam or that you are Muslim, are they shocked or do they react in any type of way? Have you ever had any experience where people might make a joke or offend you in any way?
I mean, it happens a lot, especially with the media, especially with the Islamophobia, as they say. I don't like, but I'm a pretty odd person to offend, and so I don't usually retaliate, and so, but I feel it, as in when you turn on the TV and you see, they say jihadi and jihad's killing people. First of all, jihad doesn't even mean holy war. It means sacrifice. And one of those aspects would be war. And there's a lot of controversies within Islam society which creates this. Like, for instance, there aren't supposed to be any Muslim wars, period. Unless there's a caliph, which we don't have. And there are a lot of problems and disagreements. The religion itself isn't to blame ever. In our eyes, the religion is always cool, especially for Sunnis, and Shias is the same thing.
So you being a Sunni, so do you actually know of any Shia Muslims personally?
I know of some, but I don't go to the same mosque as them because they're Shia. Most of the Shias I know are either Iranian or Iraqi.
But when you, if you see them, for instance, in public, when you interact with them, you don't.
I do. I was raised to have bias against them, but I try my best to be tolerant for everybody. But there are some major differences in our religion. Well, in the religion, like for instance, the biggest difference would be that they would differentiate on who should have been the second caliph, which they said Ali, and we say Abu Bakr. But yeah, there's some minor differences, some major ones.
So I don't know if you can actually answer this question, but being from Ethiopia or have been and spent time in Ethiopia,
yeah.
Is there, I know of the Rastafarian population there.
Yeah.
Is there any difference between, you know, the belief system in Ethiopia, and does that ever cause conflict?
The coolest thing about Ethiopia is that religion, more or less, is there are different ethnic groups that are more or less related in religions. Like, Christians would be more or less Amharic, while Muslims would be Oromo, while Rastafarians would be a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I have an uncle who's Rastafarian. He actually used to live with me. He lived with me for... I know people use this that much, but... I have an uncle who's a Rastafarian. He always has debates with my other family members about God and religion and all those other things, and I also have Christian family members, so we're pretty diverse. But in Ethiopia, there isn't too much conflict with the Rastafarians because they're more of their own thing, while Christians and Muslims have some debate, a lot of debate, they're putting it. Yeah.
So do you think, this is the last question, do you think that when you grow up in life, then if you pursue a family, do you think that you will stick to like Muslim, like religion or faith? Do you think it's like a vital thing for life?
I guess, because I was born and raised on it. I went to school for it from, the fourth grade, where I'm in Anwar, until, seventh grade? And so, it is my life. I can't see myself being of any other religion or teaching my children of any other religion. I mean, I would be lenient if they chose anything else, but it would be the same. Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time.
No problem.
And this has been my interview on religions and how they affect people in high school. I'm Winston Wright, and thank you for listening once again.